Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Budweiser beer, the king is second to
none. Who drinks Budweiser? You know the type. The people who grind. Those who don't back down. And the ones who don't quit. They say all people are 6 degrees of separation away from each other. But some are just a six-pack away. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer. This Bud's for you.
I never can say goodbye. No, 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 I never can say goodbye. I don't know the rest.
We don't froze, we never procrastinate. And guardians, you shouldn't let you get past the gate. Watch out, dogs, and watch dogs showing his teeth.
Guess you bit too much shit.
They biting your beak. While I speak from experience, hunger and hurt. And a little bit of hate from niggas doing me dirt. I just wash it all out the tide and show love to those who ride with me while I'm putting in work. They full time of this, 8:30 to 6. The graveyard shift to 3 months before the benefits hit. But my position went temp to perm. I sat and listened like an intern, watching who applied gets fired. Now I'm sitting in the break room. They gotta make room. My paper stack put staples full so I can keep my money together. Some diehard fans just don't want it, like put pop back on it. I'm back on it, that's why you're never disappointed. We give you what we live through for real. Don't know the crown, but a royalty. Been trying to see the royalty checks about a half a mil. Whether over on the chart, my clutch grips your heart. You know we got your old like the just flips apart. I never pass the buck, my shoulder holds the weight. So don't beef when we don't pass collections straight. I don't give money, I don't support the needy. Schooled in America, taught to be greedy. And everything ought to be easy. But I never could say goodbye to my friends who get high. Wonder why I'm rocking with that guy. Serious, still make you cry when the satire's hilarious. Codes for your areas, flows come of various shapes and sizes. So hot that you can buy.
Never last up the back.
No.
These skills we don't lack.
No.
We never fall in prey.
No.
Make all the ladies say.
Your cat's heads between your girl's legs a lot, cause y'all acting sweet.
Go brush your teeth.
Then after that, put in a little more practice on your rhyming attack. What you write's not the least bit hot. Maybe cause your wrist is so cold from all that ice you caught. Ain't the hater player, but you know what? I still smother you like cheese or broccoli, leaves fresh cut. And we the steak and potatoes and day lives, the greatest. And ladies be on the floor thanking the Lord that he made us. I'm telling you, I swoop her like a pelican, dope. You saying, look at that pelican fly. You spitting jealous and rhymes and shaking and shit. Ugly in the mold you fit. We the square peg on the round. Whole sound soulful, your imitation flavor is tofu. It's true, we make a better day. And we are the world of rap. Take you back in the days of going forward and ways that people lack. It's that
what?
Authentic, big nose mic music. 4 to 5 to vibe all night to it. I'm trying to keep up with my Joneses and Thomases till I'm broke like the New Year's Eve promises. And that's alright, I just spent another 16 to fill my bank account with a mixed dream. Mine's 4, 5, and 10s. Girls I got is 9s and 10s. VH1 behind the pens. You anticipate greatness from elder statesmen. I like this marker, Jason. I bust one shot just to start the racing. The tortoise in the hair, which one there is
chasing. Slow and steady, we already in. Ready, get ticket, take parade, waves and confetti.
Never lie, took the back. These skills we don't lack. We never fall in prey. Make all the ladies say. You can't knock the hustle. Can't be buzzed by your muscle.
Product of WBNN. This is the ONE host intern show featuring Jetty A-Track. On air now from Lagos, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Culture and Game. I appreciate y'all for kicking it with me, grooving it, no matter if you're cruising in your vehicle right now or if you're enjoying the luxuries of your home. Welcome. Special shout outs and love to Brother O for doing due diligence and justice to the good brothers of De La Soul. Shout out and salute. Hip hop got they masters back, y'all. Some of the most prolific lyrical acts in the culture. And even though, rest in peace, the true boy, the Dove, a.k.a. Dave Villanelle, we got one, y'all. Hip-hop wins forever. It's from the people. It's by the people. So the people will forever prevail. Remember that. I go by the name of Jetty A-Track, J-E-I-D-E, the number 8, T-R-A-C-K. And tonight's show sponsor is Auntie's Apothecary. Make sure y'all visit MyAuntiesApothecary. That's MyAuntiesApothecary.com for your herbal brewing wants and needs. The speak for tonight is Auntie's Apothecary's Goji Goddess. It's an energizing source of vitamins and minerals, a curated blend of goji berries, hibiscus, rosebuds, jasmine green tea leaves, a delicious homemade tea blend for an affordable price. Once again, make sure that y'all carry yourselves and groove over to some delicious homemade blends from your favorite auntie at MyAuntiesApothecary.com. The tea for tonight, well, tonight's tea, I should say, before we get into the topic is, what's going on, people? I have a six-month-old daughter, and my lady is so beautiful. She is so great. She goes on YouTube and she looks for these educational and informational programs for our daughter to groove to. And we happen to find something that's so great on YouTube. Shout out to Nigeria, Bino and Fino, love. We're talking about traditional West African grooves mixed in with your ABCs, your 1, 2, 3s, your colors, your shapes. And even learning about the various countries and the beautiful continent that is the motherland. And then we got other things that's floating in the flotsam of the nonsense that's happening and slapping on the internet. such as Gracie's Corner. Now, listen, I'm not a hater, y'all. I'm not. But it's a problem if I see on your IG reels women with their children playing Gracie's Corner and they twerking to it because there's an assimilated value of Gracie's Corner that just it vibrates way too low. What we doing, people? Now, we grown. So I ain't going to judge what the next person is doing, even if I am judging. It ain't in my place. What about the children, y'all? So with that being said, shout out once again to Bino and Fino, the great people who created that beautiful program. Y'all keep on rocking. Y'all keep on grooving, y'all. Tonight's trivia, place of hip-hop. Now, think about it, y'all. Because this one, you got to tap into something, you know. Now, speaking of hip-hop, I happen to be an artist myself. I love the fact that the true culture and essence of hip-hop is not only inclusive, but it does something, moves the spirit, stimulates the mind, allows people from all various walks, corners of the earth, various planets, and yes, I said various planets. Please believe that there are more than just one world that's going on right here on the planet Earth that we are currently residing and walking on. But it allows all these people from various aspects of life and perspectives to come in one accord, in harmony, where the only thing that matters is the rhythm, y'all, the vibration, the message. What you doing? MC means move the crowd. Shout out to the great God, Rakim, master of ceremonies. How do you use the vibration of your word to move people, to stimulate thought, to allow spirits to join in the great assembly of dance, ciphers? Hip-hop can be so beautiful, but at the same time, so destructive. Now, this is what happens when you have free will mixed in with the byproduct of the disenfranchised and a few legends that we had to lose along the way, mixed in with a few greedy hands that helped to push the culture. Don't get me wrong, y'all. As above, so below. So as the money come in, opportunities do find themselves rolling into the pockets of the deserving. But please believe, out of every dollar that our brothers and our sisters make on this culture, there's at least $2 that's being made on their backs by somebody who more than likely don't even care about us, man. What Mike Jack say? All I really say is that they don't really care about us. It's all love, though, because you see, that's the thing. Hip-hop is all about that. Love. Shout out to Kool Herc, one of the individuals, if not the individual, that helped to institutionalize or bring over hip-hop to the States in a troubled New York City where gang culture, where violence was prevalent, and the city was divided. Hip-hop helped to glue, helped to bring that together. And speaking of hip-hop, I got word that the legendary DJ Brother O got some hip-hop that's about to start brewing right now for y'all, so y'all stay tuned.
Welcome to the second installment. Y'all know my name, so we ain't got to get into all of that. Y'all know the deal. This is AOR Part 2, and we call this one Bionic.
Bionic.
And as y'all always know, we gonna hit y'all with that bass.
Yeah. Yeah. Better. Better. Stronger.
Yeah.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Yeah. Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, we in the trench again, making it relevant, just for the hell of it. I'm introducing it, throw a little juice in it. Got on that old bullshit to get you used to it. It's been a minute now, only a minute now. A little reevaluating, hope you're filming now. I'm on some new me, focused on the new tree, trying to shake the money off the limb so I can do me. I blame the fans for it, I heard demands for it. Went to Somalia, they holding out their hands for it. Went to the hood, these niggas tried to trace the dance for it. Dance floor, it after Mace brings you out of the break. Before we go any further, we want to send a special thanks to all those folks out there that have been supporting De La since 89. Now that's a long time. Overseas, city to city, state to state. Yeah, we gonna keep bringing it live to you.
Unlike these underground MCs who rock for heads, we include the throat, chest, arms, and legs. No need to spit in a cipher to show you I'm a lifer for rap. I cultivate moves larger than that, and I don't ball too much, you dig? I got a ball and chain at my crib, want my ass home. My heart beat NYC metronome, but can't adapt to where I'm at. And even though I sing it sick till I'm blue, I'm not a crip. So unlike non-gang members, I won't see walk to look hip. But if I had to join a gang, I think I'd join Gangstar. Me, Guru, and Primo with the beats for the car that bounce trampoline style. Revamp the ding, child, hot and mild, and I hustle rap the same. Talk a little shit through the muscle fat I gain. We the guard type, dishing the grunge to make you lunge.
Yeah, kid. Just a little taste how we gonna get things started in a minute. Sit back, get your headphones straight, whether you're riding in an Escalade or a Pinto something, turn that shit up. Oh, remember AOR Part 3 coming soon on some DJ shit. Yeah, we about to get this shit poppin'.
What's free will to a power no one man should have? Subjective lobotomies to the archaic mad, electives. Psychologies to the sedated tabs, medicated by school of hard knocks, evaded class, the truancy. True indeed, jubilee and decline, the mutiny of order contorted, the pleasure prescribed like it doesn't take pain for true love to be felt. The breaks hard, eight ball, a new sub to be dealt. I guess it wasn't in the cards for us not to be accountable. Without being without, the drought's insurmountable. Difference between grounding and stuck to what you grounded to. Even seeds break through the dirt just to lay the roots. I channel through this vessel a told vision, how cold distance from source distorts the soul's mission. If suffering's the common denominator, then heart is the modulator, and service is the height of our obligations. The word, vibrations, hip-hop. We profess, we are masters, practitioners of the sciences. I break down my verses for y'all so that y'all can see that it's more than just a rhyme. The responsibility of an MC is to deliver the message to the people in more than just a way to bob their head. But that's important too, because you got to remember the hop in hip hop. That's the verb. That's the movement. Shout out to the great KRS-One. To be hip is to be knowledgeable, to be in the know. To hop is to move. What's free will to a power no one man should have? Subjective lobotomies to the archaic mad, electives, psychologies to the sedated tabs, medicated by school of hard knocks, evaded class. Those words came to me as a respect and an homage to the schools that I went through, whether I failed them or whether I graduated them. I respect the institution. I just knew that it wasn't for me at the time when I went. But I had not only great times, but lifelong connections through the networkings that I was a part of. Yet and still, the dichotomy of school, of institutionalized education, allowed me to understand the pros and the cons. So I play with words such as school of hard knocks, evaded class, electives such as psychology class. subjective lobotomies to the archaic mad. Well, you know, that's nothing more than just cutting and prying into the next person's mind through conversation and how they're held back sometimes by their own traditional values. Once again, dichotomy, pro and cons. There's good and bad with everything, folks. Difference between grounding and stuck to what you grounded to. Even seeds break through the dirt just to lay down the roots. There's a real malicious movement that's going on, people. And it's people out here by the dozens, moving to the hundreds, just trying to convince you that you don't need to suffer. Now listen, before I even get too much deep into this, I'm not trying to push suffering as some type of badge of honor. That ain't what this is about. It's a common denominator for all of us. Everybody got some pain. Everybody got some suffering, things that they dealing with. It's actually one of the most beautiful things in life. We're connected by our pain. We're able to look into the eyes of our brothers and our sisters and recognize, even if they do us wrong, that they're going through something. So even if they held back and shackled by the things that they're going through, we don't even have to play victim when we're affected by it, because we know we've been there. We know how it feels to be confused, irritated, aggravated, to the point that you have nothing more but the energy just to cry and just take yourself to sleep and pray that the next day isn't as worse as this one. So when I say that there's a movement, a malicious movement that's telling you not to suffer, that's telling you that there's so many great things in life without you suffering, beware. Beware. We'll get more into that in a little bit. We are on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is what it is, folks. We know what it is. There's going to be times where you're going to go through the valleys of life, and there's going to be times where you're enjoying a picnic on the hills. But what you doing when you're on that picnic? When you have so much that your stomach is overflowing, and one more bite is going to have you feeling like you're ready to explode. How satisfied can you really be? Your brother and sisters is down right there at that valley, not 2 miles away from you, suffering because they don't have anything to eat. How much suffering would you have to go through yourself by taking that 2 mile walk from your hill to that valley just to make sure that your brother and sister eats? That's what I'm talking about, people. We shackle to a design of a universal proportion as far as us being spirits within our bodies, our fleshly vessels. Karma is more than just what goes around, comes around. It's an understanding. It's an insight to the lifestyles and how we're all interconnected. So when people come up to me and they hit me with that jive, I don't need to suffer to succeed, or I don't need to suffer to be in the great space or to have blessings. And I chuckle to myself. How do you expect for you to be able to walk through anything? How do you expect to be able to be your brother's keeper, to shoulder your sister when they down and out, if you don't know how to take a few scratches? Once again, people, it's what comes with the flesh. The spiritual realm is way different than the physical. I could graze my arm on a brick wall right now, and I might not feel it in the immediate, but I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to feel that bruise. Might not be the same way in the spiritual realm. There's a difference between the two. Acknowledging and respecting the fact that these bodies have limitations once again connect us. And in understanding that there's a limitation with just our one self, we galvanize with others to become a one bigger self. Let me shoulder your suffering, your burdens, just a little bit. We're acting as if angels don't move through people. Now, I'm Liberian, so there are a lot of stories that I could kick to you as far as African lore, things that has happened personally to my family regarding the spiritual war, regarding the spiritual uplifting, regarding spiritual touches. So if you feel where I'm coming from, you already know what it is. It's deeper than I'm going to do for people that love me. How much of a blessing can you receive from doing good to only those that want good for you? And what about those that can't do good for you because they're so busy being suffered and bogged down by their own evils? It gets ill, y'all. It gets real for real. I channeled through this vessel a told vision. How cold distance from source distorts the soul's mission. If suffering's the common denominator, then heart is the modulator, and service is the height of our obligations. The legendary DJ Brother O is going to hit y'all with some fly, funky flavor coming up right here. Y'all stay tuned, y'all.
The days of your life go calm.
I'm just trying to be.
That's it.
Staying focused so my mind is free.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come down,
it might be too soon.
Too soon.
I want the boom in the back of the truck. Ain't nothing the matter with a good dude having a block. With that on my mind, I'm on the grind. It's pain.
We break it down in these three ways.
Yeah. These days, I travel the maze like Frank Beverly. To the east, looking for pieces of a better me. Responsibility of my man, felony, fellow me. Celebrity status, make them think I got celery. Hell, and I do sometimes. Still, sunshine ain't even all day.
Yeah.
The life of a baller ain't even all play. I stack them, so the chips fall where they must. I ain't far from a Benz, a dude on the bus. Even when I don't have enough, still in God I trust. Said, baby, you're a star. Said, I'm on the cusp. See, the jiggiest of stars become dust. And one love become lust for the papers. Had to gas, now that gas became vapors. Tricked the cash on ice, should've had acres. Now your empire fell like the Lakers. So you're talking to your maker. It's the nature of the business. They giving niggas inches, taking miles and mules. It's the wildest rules. I'm trying to walk in the blacks in the proudest shoes. Making music that the crowd can use.
Your hottest days of your life go days.
With sunshine and shade.
That's it.
Tender window grades and Kool-Aid.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come now,
that might be too soon.
Too soon.
I want 24 plus on these.
Put the Pinto engine and the bus on these.
I get that first class seat to escape the day.
We break it down in these three ways.
Check the life, I got that antidote. Cantaloupe scent bent back in the sunroom froze. Put your flick on pause.
Pop a cork.
No occasion, niggas, just because. I'm celebrating for a hell of a day. Get these Barbie fillets on hot charcoal tracks. So black, dark, old Pico train blazing back. We them freedom fight kids are gon' ball and raise fists. If y'all down for the struggle, come on, y'all resist. Everyday script, I exercise chick. 16 on the bar, I exercise speak. It's been a long time, long hours on the map. While y'all stand on the cornerstone like Chris Pat. Kiss back, watch your time.
Wrist back.
Every second count, but just finish this lap. You gamble on your life like casino slots. A cash out and still walk with a knot.
Yo, how the days of your life goes,
man. I'm just holding my head.
That's it.
Shit, I'm also trying to hold this bread.
Watch the problems of the world go by like balloons. If tomorrow come now,
it may be too soon.
Too soon.
I furnish some rooms and mortgage on these. See them quitting ass rappers cause a shortage on these. The soul boys of big Illinois get the praise.
We break it down in these three ways.
My mom died from secondhand smoke, so I wish your ass would die from the secondhand rhymes you wrote. Or shall I call them second rhymes written seconds before you enter the booth? Words thrown together with very little truth, and a select few can do it.
True,
you ain't part of them scriptures and got the nerve to feel. You want me out the picture, but I was never in it. I'm the frame around the flick, audition in the mouth for your dame around my dick. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Workmatic, one of L.I.'s finest, and this is...
filled with bad minutes and good hours and good months and bad years. And with my peers who struggle to juggle the shit, family, life, and the music game don't easily fit. My lady wants me home, saying rap tours, three rap whores and scores of scandal. Even more than we can handle. Sometimes some rhymes say, supply currency to save the day. Can't turn it away, cause we out to find treasures way beyond our measures. So baby, don't pout.
De La Soul, I turn it out, don't pout. Common sense, I turn it out, don't pout.
Welcome back, welcome back. Culture and Game, caller one in the queue. What's your name?
Hello?
Peace, peace.
Peace, you talking to me?
Yes, sir, yes, we are. What's going on, brother? What's your name?
Super, how are you? This is Matt. I'm calling from South Jersey. I figured I'd tune in tonight. I definitely enjoy what you're saying. I love your poetry. You sound like you definitely have, like, the skills to pay the bills, that's to say the least. The energy you're saying, I'm feeling you, like, right on with the spiritual messages you have. They're, like, uplifting and they're humbling at the same time. So I just figured I'd call in and chime in and, you know, tell you I appreciate your messages and I appreciate the good music that Brotherhood's spinning that day line on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate you, too. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. Seriously.
Yeah, thank
caller
you.
Caller number two in the queue. Pardon me, brother. I didn't mean to interrupt, man. I'm sorry about that. Caller number two in the queue. Who is you?
Hello?
Blessings with your name.
Hello?
What's going on?
How you doing? This is Ricardo Richard. This is my first time actually hearing your show. And a lot of the stuff that you were saying was, like, really insightful. I wanted to know, like, have you always been, like, are you spiritual or are you kind of more so, like a religious? And if so, like, where did that come from?
Now, that's a great question. So rest in paradise to my mom. My mom raised me as a Christian. So my entire life, even up until now, I believe in God and I believe in Christ. So as far as my spirituality and even a bit of my religion, it veers into there. But I grew and I started to see too many political agendas and interactions as far as disconnecting us subliminally from the source, from God. And unfortunately, I had advantage of being behind the scenes in a church that my mom helped to establish, but because she was married at the time and she was so devoted to the word, the King James Version, she gave the idea to her husband so that the husband would be able to run and do, you know, be the face of the church, and a lot of nonsense happened under that. So that scarred me a bit. But it also put me in a place where I understood that my belief in God and Christ needn't be shaken. However, I don't need to go down the line of exacting how I worship, how I praise, how I acknowledge God, how I acknowledge my walk, how I even acknowledge righteousness as an attempt of assimilating with these other designs. So it's no knock, but if anything, I'd say I'm more of a rogue scholar, understanding spirituality for how it works for me. And it took a little while. It took a little while. But, yeah, I'm not sure if that answers your question, brother.
Okay. Nah, I do. Thank you.
Nah, thank you, brother. Thank you. Caller number three, who you be in the queue? What's your name? Talk to us.
Long live the...
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. You caught me off guard, brother. You got to talk to me, man.
Yo, Jetty, what up with you, bro?
Uh-oh. What's going on, brother?
You have no idea who this is, dude.
No, this is Juice.
Yeah, you good. I appreciate that. Proud of you, brother. Had to call in. You know, we checking on you. Just listening. Proud of you.
Yo. What's up, dog?
Uh-oh.
I love it. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you, Kang. For the people that are listening right now,
I'm on live with my brother Juice and my brother Kane. These are some brilliant artists, some brilliant minds. I appreciate them so much. Thank y'all for calling in, man.
You already know, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, we about to take it right on back to the legendary fly player that's known as Brother O. And he's going to keep things moving and grooving and shaking and baking with more of some of that De La Soul, French for From the Soul. Y'all stay tuned, man.
Listen, a lot of times, Jetty, yeah, a lot of times I understand that peer pressure, man, but, you know, your man from Compton, man, born out of, you know what I mean, Rosecrans. Listen, man, peer pressure can get you, man. Don't let nobody try to get you. Listen to the story. Yep.
Hey, where I go?
What happens?
People ask me.
What?
Yo.
What?
Dilla. You smoke weed.
No, sir.
And I just tell her. Yeah. 2 weeks later, they smoking weed.
Word.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't here to tell you not to smoke
weed.
Everybody get high. I'm here to apply the pressure. You, and you.
Especially you.
Come down to the D. I got some shit to blow your mind.
Come here, my bitch. Let me apply the pressure. The pressure. Come here, my bitch. Let me apply the pressure. The pressure.
Yo, what up, my nigga?
Yeah, what's up with your world?
Ain't shit. Got up a sale with this girl. What's up with y'all?
Yeah, you do what we about to do.
What the hell?
Come on, take a puff or two.
Yeah, but right. He draws bees like Dookie draws flies. Just like the weed draws me to get high. Now, I'm not trying to bend your arm. I just want you to take a hit of the bomb, that's all.
Just one hit,
man. Come on, cool it.
I'm not foolish. Quit pulling my leg, baiting me like Carr. My name ain't Craig, and I ain't lost my job. Don't mind being odd from out the bunch. And y'all cornering me ain't stopping me from doing it.
I get smoking so bad, why everybody doing it?
Yeah, ain't everybody.
Come that bull, come take a part of this rib.
Let it change your whole style and feel.
Go ahead with that.
Come near my pill, let me apply the pressure. The pressure.
The pressure.
Come near my pill, let me apply the pressure. The pressure.
Pressure.
I got the smoke to blow your mind. I got the shit to blow your mind.
Me to the cloud.
Shit, the kush we smoking on would make Bob Marley proud. And he was one of the illest.
Shit, one of the illest ever.
Yeah, he smoked mad trees and still remain clean.
Alright, I guess you're right.
Ain't no need to guess. Put us to the test. Ask your questions alphabetically.
Okay, hypothetically, if I did take a hit,
uh-huh.
Do I necessarily need to be tasting on your spit? I mean, shit, I ain't shed a straw since the fourth grade.
Yeah, but don't you know the chicks like to smoke and get laid?
Word?
Don't be a dunce. It ain't gonna hurt you once.
No.
Being the punk, go ahead and hit the
yeah,
fucking blunt.
Yeah, but wanna take a long time to recover?
Depends on the brother or sis who's puffing.
Hey, yo, stop that bluffing like you giving a survey. And let us serve the hay to get your mind aligned to the
ways of the master.
Man, I seen it cast a spell to plenty to many brain cells and sane cells of leads to fulfill wants and needs. I heard it's like a gateway to doing more than weed,
man. I love my relationship. I'm no quitter. Mary Jane's my first love and I'ma stick with her.
But won't I feel paranoid?
All your questions are void unless you try. Come on, man, for one, get high.
I got the shit to blow your mind.
Gotta do anything that you don't wanna, but it's not gonna change you or ruin your persona.
Yeah, but what if I can't stop shit? I ain't with being no addict.
Cut that
man,
shit out.
Please tell him to stop being so dramatic.
No,
just
bullshit,
take a hit,
man.
And let the weed do the trick.
Yeah, but won't this make me sick?
Come on, quit acting like a bitch. I could blaze the weed and you can make excuses. Now you're gonna smell the smoke my greenest weed produces. You probably like the smell too, you probably wouldn't admit it. You probably want to hit too.
Yo, man, come on, quit it.
You're clearly in denial.
Yo, man, this shit ain't my style.
How do you know? Come on, let us give you a trial. Let us put you at ease with these trees. With the power to heal, and put your mind at peace. Yeah. Increase the level of the highness. Mindless distress accumulating through your blindness.
Man, come on, man, hit this shit.
Come here, my peer.
the pressure. The pressure. For me and my peers, let me apply the pressure. The pressure. Pressure. Smoke to float your mind.
Let me say something. If you just started smoking,
please don't smoke too much.
And replace it every time. But to all my smokers,
smoking up.
Yeah, let's get 'em. Apply pressure. Let's apply some pressure. Apply pressure. Let's get 'em, y'all. Apply pressure.
Listen. Long live the moon forever under, forever ever. Now, if y'all was rocking with me earlier, y'all know I had a trivia question. I asked y'all, what is the birthplace of hip-hop? And I figured there's no realer, iller, and dapper player to ask this question to than the legendary Brother O himself. Brother O, you there?
Man, look, man, 1925 Sedgwick Avenue. How about that, bro? The Bronx, you know what I'm saying? South Side. How you like that?
My man.
You know what I mean? And listen, man, I grew up in the West Coast, man. Shout out to all the folks out there, 110th in Vermont, man. You know what I'm saying? Down there, all the way live, man, 110th. And, you know, and Illinois. Also, back home, right? 114th and Compton Boulevard. Stop playing with me, man. You know what I mean? Kemp Avenue. What's
all
up?
Right. All right. So, Brother O, what is it, when you hear that question, what is the birthplace of hip-hop, what comes to you? Because I've gotten to know you over these last few months, and you a knowledgeable brother. I can say that you're a scholar without doubt, but where does your mind take you as far as geographics when you hear that question?
Also, shout out to my man Jocko Henderson, WDAS, back in the 1960s. The first person to ever do rap, you know, on the radio as a DJ, Jocko, also the father of Doug Henderson from WDAS, okay? And then, of course, people heard, you know, they were signifying in the hood, you know what I'm saying, all through that time, and then using signification to bring forth the hip-hop nation. Shout out to, you know, Grandmaster Caz, Afrika Bambaataa, you know what I'm saying, and, of course, Grandmaster Flash. Without them, that's the true core, Bronx, New York.
All right, talk that talk.
Also, I think when I first fell in love with hip-hop, man, and everybody knows my story on this, you know, big BNN, it started with UTFO, man, when I first heard Roxanne, man, when I was rocking, you know what I mean, the Playboy belt, the Adidas Forms, the Lee jeans, you know what I'm saying, the Kangol hat, you know what I'm saying, I had waves, man, with the, you know, the V-neck, you know what I'm saying? Bald now, I'm still beautiful. You know what I mean? All the girls out there say, ow. But I'm saying that, you know, that's when I fell in love with hip-hop at that time for my own experience. But knowing the history, even before, you know, the Hill, you know what I mean, that gang on Sugar Hill, shout out to all the folks out there, man. You know, Funky Four Plus One More, you know what I'm saying? You know, the West Side Mob, all those folks there that really started, man, Spoonie G, you know, that's how I fell in love with hip-hop, man, you know what I mean? You know, the great, you know, DJ Maestro, you know what I'm saying, one of the greatest probably old-school hits when it comes down to, you know, block parties. And, you know, hip-hop, man, so it's evolved to now, of course, the drill and trap. You know, what's your feeling about how hip-hop has evolved, man? Because, you know, I'm a DJ, man. You know, I'm old pop-pop now. You know what I'm saying? Paul, Big Daddy. You know what I'm saying? Still getting money from the young boys and young girls who want to hear that bull. But I'm saying, you know what I mean? You know, as long as you pay my money on time, I'll play it for you. But, you know, how you feel about how hip-hop has evolved, man? Because before you say that, man, me being a vanguard of hip-hop, man, and trying to make it strong and relaxing to those, the young folk now have evolved and saying, their own message. Yes, it's violent. Yes, it's sadistic. Yes, it's, you know, all type of ways, you know, a lot of the old heads are not feeling it, you know, and you're a tweener. You're not real old head, you know what I mean? You're not triple OG, you look like me, but, you know, but you're making it there, you close, But how you feel about the drill, man, and this trap music, man, before we take our next caller, man? I said what I said.
You know what? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I came from the era, like as far as hip-hop is concerned and the way that you just broke down the whole criteria and your whole MO, I came from a little bit of a baby era. So I was like 80s when I was put onto hip-hop. And I'm not talking about I was in the 80s. I was only born in 88. I was in the late 90s when I was put onto hip-hop. I was listening to Kid and Play's House Party 2 soundtrack on cassette tape over and over because that was the only thing I had on cassette tape that my mom had stashed somewhere, and I went and found it because she hid it. I don't know why. But I used to play that over and over when I used to walk to school around, like, I think sixth grade or something like that. And then shortly after that, a brother of mine, he put me onto Nas, Got Yourself a Gun. And when I heard the way it started, it sounded like I was in church. When they say, woke up this morning, I was like, yo, what?
No, you didn't.
And it made me want to rap. That song made me put the pen to paper for the very first time. So when you ask me where we are as far as drill or whatnot, everything is cyclical. You know what I mean? We're in the evolution of a time right now where, you know, there isn't a surplus of the OGs that can steer, you know what I mean, the young ones in the proper direction, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the inmates are running the jail right now, you know what I mean? With that, it's like you got to respect the fact that wherever we are as far as a society, wherever we are, hip-hop is meant to be the amplifier. Hip-hop is meant to be the vocal cord of wherever a society is, you know what I'm saying? It's not good or bad. Hip-hop just is. So drill, you know, is an unfortunate thing, but like we had a short conversation about this where I said, you know, because of where Rico is, and Rico's about to start taking a lot of these drill artists off the radio. A lot of these drill artists is going to be dealing with Rico cases. So there's going to be a revolution real soon of the musical backpacker, the lyricist to come back. But not only just bars. I'm talking about the lyricist is going to have to come back with knowledge of chords. The lyricist is going to have to come back with knowledge of the 16ths, with knowledge of your sharps, your flats, all that.
Mm-hmm. It's funny you said that, man, because, you know, Old Dirty Bastard, may he rest, you know what I mean, in life. He talked about, you know what I mean, how they try to get Wu-Tang Clan on the Rico. And they had nothing to do with drugs and all that. You know what I'm saying? They was just, you know, telling the streets and all that. So, you know, a lot of times, man, when it comes down to hip-hop, man, it's all about interpretation. You know, shout out to all the young boys out there listening to the show. You know what I mean? Nobody trying to, you know, take down what you're doing. You know what I mean? You know, tell your story. But, I mean, it has to be an evolution and a revolution, too. We got to get back to 1989 when it comes out of this hip-hop thing, man, when, you know, these big companies came in and tried to destroy the message. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know about that meeting. I ain't got to go there. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that meeting, you know, caused a lot of people not to be able to get, you know, deals. You know what I mean? Free special ed. Rather than special ed. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, people who in the record business, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of times, man, you know, me, you know, spinning these wheels, man, I do what I do. And now I'm going to fade back and take the next caller. Yeah.
Peace.
Hello,
how are you?
How you doing? This is Sheezus from the Sheezus Show. Much love to the intern. 8-track, how do you pronounce your first name? Is it J-E?
J-E-I-D-E. It's pronounced as Jetty. It's like Jetty. I mean, it's like Jedi Jetty with the E, or it's like Eddie with a J.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Much honor to you. Honor to my big brother O on that De La Soul frequency tonight. Shout out to Marley Marl, okay, as well to the pioneers. Boogie Down Bronx, the origin and the birth of hip-hop. Shout out to New York. And everybody, much love to everybody tonight. I just want to check in to enjoy you, young man. Come, welcome.
Thank you.
Much love to you. And, you got any questions? You had asked a question, but I forgot the question that you asked.
Oh, no problem. I'll bring it back like a fly DJ on the scratch.
Say that again, sweetie.
I said it's no problem. I said we're like a fly DJ on the scratch. So the question was, what is the birthplace of hip hop?
I would say, of course, the Boogie Down Bronx, especially being born and raised in New York. So most definitely, I'm going to call out the Boogie Down Bronx just from being educated and the knowing and the knowledge of the birth of hip-hop. Brother O, I was probably like 3 years old when them brothers, you know what I'm saying, Africa Bambaataa and the other brothers that he called out. I covered up more when you spoke about to 8-Track, when you spoke about Nas, then Brother O spoke about Roxanne Shanté. Like, that's me right there, my generation. I born in 79. You see what I'm saying? So I'm more in tune with the music. Plus, I wasn't allowed to listen to our music until my grandmother went in the ground. You know what I'm saying? I thought something was wrong with Biggie when he came on the radio because I just had not been exposed to, you know what I'm saying, what he was talking about until my grandmother went in the ground. It was rap, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop right. All day. So much love to you, brother. Thank you. And I would just kick it with you, you know, listen, you know.
Much love. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And again, this is Jesus from the Jesus Show.
Listen, I got something for Jesus, too, man. You know, we're talking about that old school outstanding performance. And I'm going to thank everybody. Hold on a second. I got a little feedback. Hold on. Yeah, but try to get that feedback out of there. There we go. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of times people don't understand the essence of hip-hop, Jetty. You know what I mean? You know, what we do on a constant basis. And it's sad when it comes down to not understanding, you know, the levels of what it is to hop to the hip. And I know one thing and two things for certain, man, that we have to teach people. You know what I'm saying? That's something that is a lost art form. You know, where are the people out there teaching the ones, you know what I mean, and showing them a different way? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's a shame, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, we're here to be able to elevate hip-hop, you know what I mean, to not only a level of greatness, but understanding. And I think, you know, the key, what you said tonight, especially being a great poet that you are, you know what I mean, you sharing that, you know what I mean, I can't wait to get on Mr. Boston's show and, you know, do that thing with him. That's going to be an outstanding program that night, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, and shout out to Mr. Boston right now. Mr. Boston has pneumonia. And he's fighting through it. And, you know, he came on and did his show, man. And I love him for that. But Mr. Boston will ever do that again. And, you know what I mean? If you're sick, you know, only do the show. But, you know, but still, that shows you his outstanding, you know, outstanding statesmanhood when it comes to that poetry.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, he's a legend before WBNN. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that, you know, all of us need to recognize. You know what I'm saying? He's a person that supports everybody else's shows, and a lot of times y'all don't support Boston. And y'all need to be ashamed of yourselves. Or anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that have shows and don't support Mr. Boston, you know what I mean? Y'all know, you know what I mean? That's hellfire for you because you shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? That's a man that, you know, call in on a constant basis to everybody. And I'm going to stand up for him, man. You know what I mean? And also, too, to Blog Talk Radio early on. You know what I'm saying? Trying to unlock my man's cue. You know what I'm saying? No. Shouldn't take 5 seconds to lock my man's cue. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to call you out. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know what I mean? You paying me. And you be all right. You know what I'm saying? They paying me. So it don't matter. You know what I mean? You got anything to say to me, you call me tomorrow. You be all right. Now, I'm going to teach y'all something. Hey, Jetty. You ready to be taught tonight, sir? Let's go to the grand... The grand DJ Maestro. Yeah. Hey, Jetty, I ain't playing, baby.
You see, now everybody around the nation, I'm going to give you some inspiration and stimulation, cause I have to fulfill my obligation to set you on a little vacation, but you don't need a reservation, cause now I need your cooperation without a note, a hesitation, cause I got to keep my reputation. See, I go by the name of Aussie LaRock. I rock your body around the clock. I like a ticket-tick-a-tock around the clock, and I'm coming at you with the future shot. I got more
rhymes than Wall Street. I got stock, y'all. Yes, I do, y'all. You see, now when I rock, I make your ears explode. Now I'ma take your mind in the next episode. Now I was walking down the yellow brick road, and on the rock was a ugly toasty. I looked at him and began to run. I ran into a lot of girls. Then I turned around, cause I was on the go. I bumped into a bear crow. Then I ran as fast as I can, and I was stopped by a tin man. Then I asked him which way to go. They just stared at me, cause they didn't know that we started to shiver, we started to shake. We didn't know which road to take. And then the line had an itch and began to twitch. The toe turned in into a witch. She was a bigger bad than the ugliest can be. I ran fast and amazing season. I leaped in the air to such a degree that I opened my head floor among me. It was almost the break of dawn. Then the big bad witch to wait the one. Then I fell to the ground and they on my knees, and the sky was filled with a flying monkey. I was on the ground and we began to ramble. It took me away to an unknown castle. The castle was dark and very scary, but I was open upon the good fairy as the witch just looked in my eyes as she tried to try to hypnotize. And then I compromise and I analyze, cause when I specialize and I realize that I memorized the way to go home. I knew I wasn't in the twilight zone. So along came my dog by the name of Toto. I grabbed the mic and we was on the go. Then I picked up a mic, I saw the talk, I started to rock this big New York. Cause at the age of one I was on the run, and this is when my fun begun. Cause at the age of two I was able to do a roll, a joint, a big grand rule. At the age of three I could clearly see why I am no mystery. You just listen to me and you will agree that I'm number one against to be. Cause at the age of four I knew once more that I'm the baddest MC you ever saw. So when you open the door and you dance on the floor, you see with your eyes just saw. Then you grab a girl and patty you to the floor. So don't like that, there's the door. Now at the age of five I have a rhyme, but now I'm here right now to cut the job. But then you dip a dip, you open up the door. I hope you survive, cause when you hear me rhyme you're gonna slap the five. I'm coming after to keep soul alive. At the age of six I had my kicks, but now I'm here right now with a hat of tricks. I reach in my hat, I pull out a rabbit, and if you're quick you might grab it. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a wand, and now I'm gonna rock it to the break a donut. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a mic, and now I'm gonna do it just to watch your life. Cause at the age of seven I went to heaven, I couldn't be back until I reached 11. But at the age of eight I came back to great, and now I have the power to create. I have a rhyme time beat that'll make you freak. You all know that I'm unique. I'm on the case just to change the beat, just to give you a taste of the bass in the face. You don't want to be, I know the space, and I was listening to it now as I pop this bass. And I rock, y'all, and I don't stop, y'all, cause I can't quit, y'all. This is it, y'all, a little bit, y'all. I like a bitch, y'all. And then you bend and you twist and you bend. You didn't hear me then, I say it again. And then you twist and you bend, then you twist. You don't want to catch off a tight twist. Then you rock and you roll and you rock the rock. And then you shock the block, and then you shock the block. And rock the house, I rock the house, I like a vital mouse. I got a rhyme to line from all to wall. I won't hesitate or even start them. I rock it with the spring and summer and fall. See, I go by the name of Paul Steele. I rock a rock, shot to the rhythm, I rock to the rhythm. And I rock it to the B, E, the B, 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 the E, the A, the T, but don't B, I, T, E, the other MCs, that's all you be. See ya, then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. I like a hopkin jump, a legged split. Now I can turn you into a lunatic, a through rain, through shine, and even the blizzard. Everybody knows that I'm the mic wizard. I'm the M-I-C-S-T-R-O. I want you to know that I'm the maestro. I take you high, I take you low. Then I rock you faster, then I rock you slow. Cause I'm rocking your butt right from the get-go. And when you leave, just say tally-ho. Fly girl, fly guys, fly girls, fly guys, fly guys, fly girls. Just, let's rock it, y'all. And we don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. You see, cause I'm the king who sits on the throne. And the rhymes I say, yes, they are my own. So you let it be known, and I can know that I'm the master on the microphone. And I rock your body to the bone. Listen to me now as I set the tone. From my China to Japan and even Russia, everybody knows that I'm the cold crusher. Cause I crush them soft, I crush them hard. I'm freaking one, they call the Mars Squad. I'm triple fun, I'm twice the delight. Listen to me now, I will excite. Then your mind, your manners, and you be polite. You hold on tight with all your
mic, cause I'm the kid that I might gonna rock all night. I rock all day, I rock all night. I rock up to the rhythm to broad daylight, like when the sun pops up between the clouds, and then you turn the stereo and the mic up loud. Cause when I rock, I'm gonna feed the crowd. I like a round and round to get down. I like a round and round and round. I like a round and around in the do-si-do. When the women get hot, they want to go, then I head straight for my crib. Oh, let's go, y'all. Let's go, y'all. Not like a L-E-T-S, a G-O. The red means stop and the green means go. When you cross the street, you got to look both ways. Now here's all me and see how I play like three blind mice. See how they run. I rock your vibe because I am number one. And everybody knows I'm numero uno. I make a shout and scream bravo like a B-R-A-B-O. You're coming to rock with the rock disco. Like a D and a I and a S-C-O. I got G-U and a S-T-O. And the word spelled out is spelled gusto. I like knocking three times on the pipe. I stay back, sucker, cause you're not my type. Cause the things you do, they done played out. I listen to it now, make it scream and shout. I make it scream and shout and yell. And everybody knows that I have clientele, cause I have clientele. From heaven to hell and the in-between, I control the scene. I rock the rock and I rock so mean. If you a dope fiend and you need a fix, to come to the manor with the master mix. I have a rhymes a lot and rhymes in store. A rhyme that you and I adore. I make your heart thump, I make your feet jump. I make your freak and do the bump. I put the bump inside the Patty Duke is it. And then I rock your butt until you get it. If you're fat or skinny, look like a twig. I'm on the scene, the river give the gig. I don't sell little dope, so your pocket get big. I'm guaranteed to make you flip your wig. Cause I'm on the scene, the river give the gig. See, you look at me and you don't have to stare. You know I'm rare, but you can't get me. I make you do the spank dance on out your chair. I make you a freak freak on out your nightmare. Like this, y'all. And I like a that, y'all. A two-step, y'all. I take back, y'all. And that's a fact, y'all. Now he's the A-L-S-L-I-C-K. Listen to me and what I got to say. See, he goes by the name of the man. I'll flick and slick off CB quick. We both jump over the candlestick. And then I jump so high, I touch the sky. I never came back to say goodbye. But now I'm here with the new premiere. So you're rocking in your pocket and out your ear. To make your own, I want to be your peer. But I listen to me now, cause I am sincere. So let me your ear, my sweet, my dear. The rhymes I say, yes, are so severe. And then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. And I say the do, the don't, and the did. And everybody knows that I'm the mic kid. I'm the K-I-double-G, the kid off C. I'm here right now to set your soul free. And I then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. Now get, I get funk, yeah. Now get, I get funk, yeah. Got to get S-U-N-K-Y. Fly girl, so say don't be shy. Cause I am the man to electrify. Listen to me now as I testify. And this bar game you can't pass by. The words you hear, they are no lie. Cause when I was a little B-O-Y, my mother told me I should never lie. Cause if I do, my nose will grow like the fairy tale story of Pinocchio. So like an eye for an eye, a two for a two, I'm mocking you and you know it's the truth. Because I mock at y'all and I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. So keep on with the study step. But keep on with the study step. Just do that by that rock. Just do that by that rock. But keep on with the study step. But keep on with the study step. You put the pep in your step, the pride in your stride. We do it so, we start to glide. We slip a slip, flip the slip, slip die. But keep on with the study step. But keep on with the study step. And then you look through the window, you take a glimpse of two times to the fellas who think they pimp. My name should be on the Goodyear blimp. They know my name all over the globe. And with my sound, I'll pinch your ear. No, he's a R-I-Z-Z-O. He goes by the name of a Joe Rizzo. He's the type of guy who likes to be fly. He has other girls awake in their eyes. Now we were
all around the world, same song. On the wheels are still the flames on. With your world's famous and favorite DJ and mine too, DJ Olasky. You did. It's available for free on YouTube, y'all. So this game that I'm about to drop, True Culture and Game, y'all could just type it right up in your internet browsers and check this out. It's only going to be about, what, hour and a half of your time? None but jewels. KRS-One has a movie slash lecture. It's more like a lecture slash documentary, but it's a great piece of work for you to listen to and just and soak game. It's called 40 Years of Hip Hop. Now, part of the talk, he gets into a place where he talks about something that could be looked at as controversial regarding sacrifice. And he presents a hypothetical. What if an angel came to you and said, look, you know, you're a great MC, you're a great DJ,
You want success, right? You want fame, right? You want wealth. You want to be rich, right? Well, listen, check this out. You got to be shot. And then after you got to be shot, you got to get hit by a car. And after that, you got to lose a loved one. And after that, you got to have several other crazy, wild things happen to you. But after you endure all that, it's promise is going to come to you. How many people are going to really stand and withstand all those tests? If an angel came to you right now and said that all of your dreams that you've been fighting for, all of your visions is going to be manifested before you, but you had to lose a loved one, how true to the culture are you for real? It hit me because my mother transitioned in 2021 at July 30th, and it's something I'm still healing from. That woman was my world. And I did a lot as far as networking in the city of Philadelphia with my brothers, Kang, Juice, making things happen, shaking, mean roller deck. But on the flip side, I was doing my due diligence in abandoning her, leaving her alone because, you know, can't be two places at once. So while she was sick and we would have these conversations, she tried to convince me that I should probably just leave this rap stuff alone. That's what she would call it, you know. But it's deeper than just rhyme and rap. I told y'all earlier, and I told my mom, I said, I'm not just rapping the rap. I'm doing this to see through the success that should come. Because when I have a child, I want to be able to look in my child's face and tell her or him, well, her now, because now I have a daughter, that she could do anything that she wants and not be a hypocrite with my words. I'm a man of principle. I can't look at my child in the face and say that you could be anything you want, but when it comes to my child asking me, well, were you able to do whatever you wanted to? I ain't got no answer for it. Sacrifices, people. What does success mean to you? Caller number 4 in the queue. What's going on? Who is you?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where weaves is flying in the middle of the street down every ass because two of your 10 baby moms is stop boxing while they was drunk off Moscato. Why nobody beats the beds was on. You know what I'm saying? What's good?
Peace, God. What's going on with you? I'm living. I'm chilling right now, man. How you?
Everything is gracious. You know what I mean? You know, we out here. Yo, check this out. Clev One always hang gliding through. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to this show. This show is blazed up right now. You know what I mean? You know, we roasting them on fire right now. WBNN style. But check this out, right? I hear y'all talking this hip-hop stuff here. You know, Clev One, you know what I'm saying, comes from the golden eras of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a, you know, one, what did you call these guys? I'm kind of like a modern-day Lee from B Street right now. You know what I'm saying? You got some people who are into the world of hip-hop due to the fact that they like the music, you know, more so they like the rappers. The rap part of the hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
However, Clev One does it all, you know what I'm saying? You know, we gotta fill in all the slots, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we gotta B-boy it out, you know what I mean? It's a B-boy code, first of all. All hands to slap boxing, you gotta have your B-boy code on, however you're rocking it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my generals, you know what I mean? Low-life generals all over the world. We universal, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boys in Brownsville, Crown Heights, North Philly, West Philly, South Philly, Uptown, and all that kind of stuff like that, you know what I mean? Shout out to my IAC family over in Jersey and all that, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, you got it. First of all, you got to have that. You got to B-boy your uniform. Then second of all, whatever elements you're going to activate, you got to become the master of that element, you know what I'm saying, before you move to the other elements. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You know, Clev One started off breaking. you know what I mean, flip rocking and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, down rocking, up rocking, crab rock, you know what I'm saying? You know, these are the things that I started out doing. And then, of course, splashing colors with the paints, all types of artistries, whatever, crayons, markers, pens, color pencils, paints, spray paint, airbrush, whatever, pastel, you know what I mean? Whatever, we doing it, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we got beats on, you know what I'm saying? We do beats. You know what I mean? You gotta know how, you gotta do this scratch. You gotta try every element. You gotta try every element. You know what I'm saying? And then what you do is put your EQ system on it, because everything is whatever one you, that's the main element that you choose. Each of those other elements is what's going to feed it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you got your system. You got to put treble, bass, mids, highs, lows, and all that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So,
that's a fact.
So you, this is how you got to treat your hip-hop out here, you know what I mean? You know, and the furthermore, one last thing, right? Some of us, you gotta keep your percentage of your hip, you got to keep your hip-hop charged up as well. You know, we out here with these devices and gadgets and phones and all that. Them joints get on zero, we plug them up. We plug them up, keep the bars up. So the same thing, when you're doing this hip-hop thing, you got to keep your battery charged up, your pack charged up. You know what I mean? And however you got to do it, you need more than one element to keep it going. Because right. I know a lot of guys, they do things, they get married, they quit. They have babies, they quit. Somebody dies, they quit. That tell you right there how much percentage of the hip-hop that they on. You feel what I'm saying? So Cleb yes, One, sir. Keep his thing on a beam, buck thousand, like a Benjamin, you know what I'm saying? And I suggest those do the same out here. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you might got to put money on your baby mom books because she up RCF on State Road. Check your satellite.
Shout out to Cleb One, man. We appreciate you, God. We appreciate you, brother. Hey, call a five in the queue. Who is you? What's your name?
Hi, Jetty. Your name is Jetty, correct?
Yes, that is my name. How are you?
All right, I want to make sure I'm saying it right. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm grooving this evening. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a host here. My show is called Breaking the Silence, but I'm calling in to support your show tonight. Y'all are jamming. Y'all are having a good time.
Much love.
I do love hip hop, and it's just fun. It's just a fun vibe, and it always tells a story, and it's just so different from today's music. I'm sorry.
No, that's a fact.
So I just wanted you to know I'm really enjoying the show. I'm really enjoying you, brother. Oh, everybody acting a fool. So just keep up the good work, and welcome to WBNN.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And before you're out, could you just say one more time your show so that the people who are listening can galvanize their way over there to listen to you as well, including myself?
Sure. My show is called Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman, and my show will be on tomorrow night on WBNN. I have a special guest. Her name is she's an energy healer. Her name is Felicia Garrett. And we'll be discussing the effects of trapped emotions and how to release them.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for your presence, and thank you so much for the love. Send that love right back to you. You have yourself a lovely evening. Hey, listen, we ain't done yet. We're going to keep this thing moving and grooving and shaking and baking exactly how we're supposed to with the legendary Brother O on the ones and twos. About to kick that righteousness for y'all right quick, you dig.
Pero apareció la gran tentación y antes de tu rey te destruyó. Eres para montar, eres para
get up and do the biz, our style is the wild, hit you with the spell, whether you a Gentile, when you enter in the realm, you find me at the helm,
still standing like abandoned buildings in the southern part of the BX. Can old school it like a T-Rex, you're well advanced. Connect dance with thoughts deep like Barry White's throat box. The pitch shoot up cop mix. But Troy Hightower, my power grants me the chicks, the flows, the cars, and enemies and modes as far. You won't escape no matter who you are. Yeah, it's bound to ground you like that.
Put they ass on the mound and introduce them to the baseball. Face tall, brag about it like teenage sex. Textbook characters getting etched out the rough draft. Wrestling bar autograph for left titty.
New York, New York.
Yeah, we bigger than the building. Do it for the love of the art and the children's the dough. Paper mache up inside of your models. CBR bottles, we spit by your disc drive. Allergic to your sperm, broke hives. Concern about your life when you down eight lives. Top of the night, I'm up in your queens like, oh yeah.
Step foot in the joint. Gamma ray artist, I'll two-piece to Tracy. If she wanna get bent, we bring it to the tent. Touch it till her back and then rapid extra strength. Run a lap on a tap, delaying the length. Holding mic tighter than Hyman's. Old school it like Holly Hobby. Head to head, easy baker oven. Strong Jerome love. Man, I hit the pad, doobie Panther power. Keep it all relative to the 60s. Bill Bixby green, ATM money. Got my pockets looking like I'm rocking Popeye jeans. Classic like Ruben and Rye. One nigga under the groove, we shooting for that parliament high. Bust bigger than the 4th of July. Take the back seat, drive while we push for the hip.
Ayo, ain't nothing street about me, more like a light post. Shining above all, who are y'all to boast? Stayed calm and harm came to be the host. My vocab grabs many, long to cultivate raps. Kids feel mom, Jap Penny. Used to be an unknown around the way. Now my biz became a bouquet, heavy nose in it. Filling up seats like a session in a Senate. Been a minute since you heard the soul, so the soul don't toss you three. All your people wanna front, like the soul don't hold control. But it don't mean shit to me. Plain to see that a song like this been what you all miss.
Come on.
Genuine adrenaline from off the wrist. We run the interference throughout the game clout. Can't be denied to bout for the title. Throw up the belt and hold the pose like
bring
an
it
idol.
Back to the draw, gross to grand, where's Theodore? Play dirty with it ever since. Playing on the floor, stock verbal assaults. Just in case the wall break glass. Still both bigger than Jabat, but they still telling lies to me. I heard them say a lot of niggas at the underground. They die for the underground, but they ain't making no money. Stupid.
Y'all know what it is. Culture and Game. Welcome right back to the same 1-2 thing. Brought to you by that brother O when he dropping them flames. Hey, call a 6 in the queue. Who is you? Please drop your name.
Hello, Debbie. I'm on the first. This is Tiana Speaks. I'm a host on the network. I wanted to say welcome to WBN, and you did an outstanding performance. You dropped a lot of jewels. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed the show tonight. You know, I really did. Just so you know, I'm also the COO of Phantom Music, which is the record label of the 2-time Grammy nominated Haj G from the UMC.
Okay.
Just wanted to say, yeah. So I wanted to just, you dropped a lot of jewels. There's so many things. I'm like, oh, I want to talk about that. Then something else was dropped. Then something else was dropped. So it was like, it's so much in my head. But I definitely will be listening to your next show 100%. I wanted to know where did you acquire all of your knowledge about like spirituality?
Tiana,
I know it's a combination of things, but, you know.
Oh, no, I feel you. But to be as simple as I possibly can and to get straight to the point, Miss Tiana Speaks, for real, I had to go through hell. See, the thing is, when life is like, it's real easy to sit at the dock of the bay where you just looking at the ocean and you looking at the beautiful clouds pass by and you looking at the horizon, you seeing the yachts fly, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing, you seeing the seagulls, you know what I'm saying? It's easy.
Wow.
Once you actually jump in that water, though, the undertows, the waves start taking you away from the shore, and you don't know if you're going to get back. You start drowning. You wondering if you even have the wherewithal within your being to survive another breath, enough for you to get back. Your stamina's at stake. So when I say I went right. through hell, there's things that physically, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, I had to endure for me to get to this point. It's not me. It's God. Straight up. It's not me. If it was me, I would have been dead and gone a long time ago. It's God.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And you know, it's funny you mentioned about the water. It's some, that is my therapy, just to, I make sure multiple times a week that I try to look at the water and just relax, and it just, it brings me to such a place of peace. But, you know, I never really thought about, you know, the analogy, thinking about, you know, once you're in the water, it's a different story. You know, but I really, yeah. I really appreciate, you know, your articulating things so well, and I really appreciate that. My show will be April 7th at 9:30 p.m. I'll be talking about giving back, and I will also have special guests there from, you know, a center that for the visually impaired, I had like a really good experience, and I want people to appreciate the senses, the hearing, seeing, smelling. Like when you lose it, it's a different story versus you having it every day. You don't appreciate what you can do until you lose it.
Huh. Ain't that a fact? Well, Tiana Speaks, thank you for dropping the gems. As far as your show is concerned, I will be in there April 7th to hear the gems that you have to drop yourself. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for the blessing that is your voice and your knowledge in joining us this evening. Hey, wait. Hey, caller 7 in the queue. Who is you? What's your name?
Hello? Wait a minute. Caller 7? There you go.
Peace.
No, it's not.
I don't know. We got a connection. I don't know if we got reception, though.
They're on. We're going to cut that off right there. But, of course, you know, what we do on a constant basis, right, you know, we want to make sure that everybody is, you know, heard. When you press 1, that means you're trying to come on cue. But it's all good. Hey, give us your final thoughts tonight, Mr. Jetty, by going to Ngozi time.
Hey, you already know, brother. Oh, I appreciate that little alley-oop of yours. You know what I mean? We about to slam dunk this thing up out of here. So just to bring things back to full circle again, what a success means to you, the sacrifices and you within the decisions that need to be made that might not be the best decisions at the time, but you know hindsight is 2020. Now, if y'all checked out that Selective Outrage on Netflix, the brother Chris Rock, even though he had some rush that he was saying, also dropped some jewels. Now, he mentioned him having to pull his daughter out of this high-class, high-ranking school because his daughter decided to go gallivanting with some other kids, getting drunk, doing this, that, and the third. Now, this school, this institution, you know, is known for having famous students there. So it's hard to get them kicked out because, you know, lawyers get involved, people with power and people with money get involved, and the kids tend to stay into that, you know, facility. Now, Chris Rock had to take a step back and understand what the situation was, and he decided that he was going to call the dean and ask the dean to remove his child. Now, I know some of y'all might be asking, like, yourself, why would anybody do that? Because, you know, with everything that we suffer for, this is what we want for our kids. We want our kids to go into the neighborhoods that we couldn't go into. We want our kids to be able to go into these schools to get better opportunities. Why pull your kid? Why allow your kid to be dismissed, to be expelled from a situation such as that? Well, people of principles understand there's lessons that need to be learned, even at the expense of the short-term goals. Because after the daughter was pulled from there, pulled from the negative influence, pulled from society and the networking that wasn't great for her, and she ended up being a graduate of the Culinary Institute over in Paris, what does success mean to you? And what are the sacrifices you're willing to go and take and undergo in order to make that happen? Hey, check this out, man. In closing, a special thank you to WBNN, to Brother O, Auntie's Apothecary. Visit myauntiesapothecary.com. Replace the Y's with the IE and you'll be exactly where you need to go. And Gozy Time is next. Thank you and peace.
If the meek shall inherit the earth, then not the weak. Let me inherit the strength, fuck it. You know what I mean? I mean, I love life, man. You know what I mean? Life is beautiful. It's just the shit in it that's fucked up. It's rough, but it's fair. People gotta go out there and bust they ass for a job. I mean, my dad got 5 kids, man. And I mean, you know, he hates driving a bus, but he loves 5 kids. You feel me? I'm a rhyme artist. Out here trying to grind my hardest. Up early so to milk the cow. Keep my John Deere out here plowing the fields to keep my John Hancock's worth up in the now. Went from hanging on blocks to hanging on the chart positions. It's part of my mission to hanging on top. Gotta get your poly cracker on with them crackers and them shiesty ass niggas if you like it or not. I've been rewired to work more efficiently in the dirt. I'm hands on with it, all up in my cuticle. Some try to get off the farm but fell into harm by getting in the game of them street pharmaceuticals. But I was raised in the blue collar themes, having white collar dreams, cause I see what it means to know the meek shall inherit the earth. But don't forget, the poor are the ones who inherit the debt. You can bet I got better things to do than that. I was a dick who got jerked by Tom and his boys. He came on my land, seized my cattle and catalog as if it wouldn't leave me less than coy. But I'm far from bitter, even further from quitting. Got a grind date to make, no time for sitting and playing Xbox. Stand up and exercise my rights as a scene who Bob Ness to die. It's the grind. Street philosophy is that I'ma milk the cow and cook the meat. The grind gate. At least I have some kind of food and drink. Because sometimes you can't come back. Like mama said, if you need 5 cents, don't ask for 3, ask for 10. That's what's up.
Yo, fuck a rhyme artist. I ain't here for that. I was born with the boom bap. Respect the name. My hands-on experience was hands-on my first contract. Taught me quick how to respect the game. Introduced to the block, got used to the block. But your neighbors be the ones to throw shit on your lawn. It's like every single time we pop, they got annoyed. But we got ahead and we got along. Putting work on the calendars, worse on them calendars. Were the hump days that broke the camel's back. The grind to make today look great and paint a tainted picture of tomorrow's in enamel black. Meat grind, street grind, son, whatever the beast, I'ma take it at the horns to the pinky toe corn and show you why we here this long. When it comes to putting in work, once again it's on.
I'm just like everybody else, man. Average nigga with above average potential. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm a gentleman. I'm saying that I know how to act like a gentleman
grind
in order to get the things that I need. And if I gotta come out my nigga bag, I'ma do that. This ain't no accident, man. We stand here. You're damn right I'm proud of myself, man. And I'm proud of my team, man. I don't want you to get the wrong, yo, baby. On the real, I don't have sex with people that I do business with, neither. And that's the real. But I do business with people that I have sex with. So if there ain't no conflict, let's get this grind on. Cause I'ma fuck the shit out of you. That's work.
Yep. First of all, the legacy continues. Every single intern that I brought on has done great works. Congratulations to Jetty 8-Track on his WBNN All-Time Connection record. First all-time as a brand new intern since June of last year. No intern has not hit the All-Time Connection record. Now, so those of you that are nosy around the world, we thank you. So continue this legacy with this young man next month. And, of course, tomorrow night, the great Mo Garman will be back on with Breaking the Silence, 9:30 Eastern Daylight, right here on the Storied Network, WBNN, the big NN, out of Roslyn, Pennsylvania, where we started from the United States of America, and, of course, translated into 47 countries out of Lagos, Nigeria. WBNN has advertised into a Gozy Time multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time, Ola Dele Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ole Day, lay that Ngozi with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dele Malay Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to our wonderful intern, Jetty 8-Track.
Peace, where it's at, what it is. We're going to keep
hey, man, your final thoughts, brother, your final thoughts.
I already thought that I dropped it, but since we already on to another topic of dropping it again, I got to spread the word to family and friends. My closing word is to make sure that every sacrifice that you make in life is to the betterment of the uplifting of your people. Whether that's your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, or whether it just so happens to be one of the flyest DJs that exists on the planet Earth, brother O. And everything that you do, make sure that you do it right, and you do it 100%. That's God body talk for y'all.